said they release all the information relating to Pelosi's knowledge and involvement so that we can prove that Nancy Pelosi is a liar. There can be no more excuses. And once that is demonstrated for all to see, she should then have to resign. So this may ultimately end in a good way for the country. And that is the most radical left-wing San Francisco speaker ever in history will no longer be speaker as a result of her lying and purposely misinforming the American people. How's that? All right, let's get to our busy telephones here. Then we got Financial Advice Friday coming up. Gordon, Lakeland, Florida, on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Gordon?
Thanks for taking my call and letting me be the lead-off caller. You remember me, your liberal friend from Lakeland, that wanted some relief on tuition. But, Sean, we have a problem. You are 10 times more liberal than me, almost. About 9 or 10 times more liberal because you support the tuition tax increase, okay? And I don't guess you view tuition as a tax.
What tuition tax increase
are you
talking about?
Okay, well, now, tuition is technically a tax because the state institutions of higher education are owned by the government, in most cases, are funded by the government in all cases, and strictly regulated by the government.
No. Gordon, what I'm supporting is that these institutions need to financially be able to stand on their own 2 feet. In other words, that they shouldn't be hang on a second. We are already dumbed down our entire population through government schools. Our government schools are mediocre at best, and they're an utter failure at worst. So I don't want to extend it any further than we currently are, either before kindergarten, pre-K, daycare, or after 12th grade. And I think at some point, people have got to be responsible for their lives. And I'm saying the worst thing we could do is subsidize college education for people because we can't afford it any longer.
Well, believe it or not, I agree with you. But the problem is we are subsidizing them through continued bailouts. Now, the problem is that the tuition has increased about 30 or 40 times. And when you adjust it for inflation, it has increased about 10 times since 56, 57. Now, since it's a tax and you supported the tuition as it is, you technically support a tenfold increase in the tuition tax.
And Gordon, you didn't hear my position. I'll repeat it one more time. I'm saying that they ought to be able to sustain themselves and that the taxpayers ought not foot the bill for them, period. And if they can't, then they should close down and we should sell the property, and that will help hopefully pay off some of the debt that we're currently accumulating. All right, let's go to Howard next in, I'm sorry, Terry has been hanging in there a long time in Virginia. Hey, Terry, how are you? You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hello, Sean. I just wanted to say it's an honor, and I'm very much a political novice. My dad has been listening to you for years, but it's very new to me, and I've never had a political hero before, and you're my first political hero.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, I'm very glad you called, and I'm glad you're interested in world events. These are troubling times, Terry, in many ways.